Nurses are on the front lines of the battle with the coronavirus pandemic. But like everyone, after their shifts, that can last up to 12 hours, they go home. With all the protective gear that nurses must wear, it can feel safer at the hospital.
Everyone's fear is, you know, we feel really safe taking care of the patients, but we don't want to bring it home to our families.
Karen Dunn, a nurse at Peninsula Regional Medical Center.
And I actually tell people that I feel safer taking care of COVID patients in the hospital than I do sometimes going to, like, the grocery store or going out in public, because at least I know what the equipment is I have here. I can trust it, and I know who's sick and who isn't sick. We're out in public. You don't always have that privilege of knowing who to look out for.
Elizabeth Townsend, emergency nurse at PRMC.
That's definitely in the forefront of all of our minds, but we all hope that the precautions that we are taking at work and by getting home and washing our hands constantly, that we will decrease that thought that we're going to transmit anything to them.
They are both aware that a mistake can unleash the virus on their family members and friends. For Karen Dunn, it's isolation, that is, staying apart from her husband, even while living in the same house.
So I've been sort of staying in the other side of the house from my husband for almost 2 months now, and sleeping in the spare room, and, you know, have the spare bathroom, and, you know, really trying to socially distance within our house, which after a couple of months starts to wear on you. You really just want to, you know, sit and watch bad TV together in the same room, or things like that.
And Don is looking forward to getting off the coronavirus track at the hospital.
After 2 weeks after I've taken care of my last patient, that hopefully we'll be able to sort of decrease our own social distancing like everybody else.
For Nurse Townsend, her situation is different. Her husband is a firefighter, which means he faces the potential for contracting the virus when he's called out. She says she's always telling him to be careful.
I probably get on his nerves when I do this, but I constantly remind him, you know, make sure you're careful. Make sure you're thinking about what you're doing before you do something. And I constantly remind him of the precautions.
For the most part, Townsend says they stay away from family members and friends.
I know that some family members of mine we are tending to stay more away from. I have my grandmother, my husband's grandmother. We're staying away from the ones who are definitely immunocompromised. We're kind of staying to ourselves.
But in a small community like Salisbury, it is hard to know someone who has not been affected by the virus. In Wicomico County, the number of cases hovers around 1,000, while the deaths are now above 20. Nurse Townsend.
A family friend of ours, his mother was elderly and had passed from COVID recently.
I mean, was it expected that she might not survive, or?
It was, you know, they didn't expect that she would survive that, but I think the hardest part for them was that they couldn't see her. They couldn't go there, and this was an out-of-state, this is in a different state, this is not in Maryland or at PRMC, but they couldn't see her. They were able to talk to her through the phone, so that was really hard for them.
In the next segment, we look at how they view the reopening by the states and the resistance to the restrictions. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.